That was cool. All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to On the Couch with the Rosarios. Hey guys, we are the Rosarios, and we are so excited to be here with you guys. We have changed scenery just a little bit. If you guys can hear us, give us some hearts and some thumbs up. Get that algorithm going. Let us know that you guys can hear us. Yeah, we're outside, y'all.
Yeah, it's starting to get nice.
So we're outside, but I still have the heat on. It's like a little heater right here. I still have the heat on. Maybe I should let Sun out.
Yeah, was that him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let him Maybe out. I should let him out. All right, so we're going to let Sun out because he hears us outside. So he's going to be crying the entire show, and we don't want that.
Nope.
So, again, happy, happy Sunday, and... I guess, Papa, you can talk about how was Sunday? How was service?
Service was good, shameless plug.
Well, of course we're going to ask how service was. Come on, son. Cry, baby.
Service was good.
Service was really, really good. Hey, bestie. Service was very, very good. Big up to Bishop Paul M. Burke Jr. and Lady Kelly Burke of Victory Outreach Ministries, Philadelphia, PA. We had a great, 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 great service today.
Yes, and big up to Speedy for preaching the word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what did you like about service?
I love the message. The message was a great, great, great message today, because sometimes in our lives, and I guess with everything that's going on in our lives as well, we want to have full control, and we feel like if we don't have full control, or I feel like if I don't have full control over the situation, that I don't know what I'm doing, or I don't know if it's going to be handled. Knowing that, or understanding that this situation was already preordained. And that's just my own personal testimony for those who listen in and watch my page and things like that. Just knowing that God has it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
God has it, and God is ordering my steps and sending me where I need to be and where I need to go in this appointed time. It's hard. So it was a reminder to, you know, in this world, or this, I guess, yeah, this world that we call life, when life is life, and who was your tour guide? Remember, he said, are you your own tour guide? Who's your tour guide? And, you know, sometimes we feel like I can, or I even feel like, oh, I can do it better.
Mm-hmm.
But doing it better, or I think that I can do it better. And then I'm all over the place. All over the place.
Yeah.
Shayna says, trusting in him no matter the situation.
Absolutely.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
It is. I mean, sometimes we think we know better. Sometimes we just go out and do what we want to do, whether we think it's right or not, you know, because we think we know better.
Yes, bestie. Shay says, so hard, and it is. It is. But I'm learning. You get knocked down a couple of times, you know.
Pretty much, yeah.
So.
All right, so snippet from last week. What did we, remember what we spoke about last week?
Well, we did the first love language, which was affirmations.
Yeah,
words of affirmation.
Absolutely. And yep, that's the first out of five. We also discussed that some people say there's seven, some people say there's seven, there's more than five. And we talked about how there's five primary, and then
some add-ons
right, some additions. Today we're gonna dab into Shay said, because like God got me here, so of course he wants me to fix it. Instead of just freezing and letting him work it out. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, a lot of times we think, hey, look, God got me here, but it's up to me to keep it, or it's up to me to... No, you wouldn't be there without him, and you're not going to stay there without him.
So. Someone used to say to me really quick, babe, before you move forward, and this goes in almost every situation, they said to me that sometimes the fear of letting go is greater than the fear of holding on. Mm-hmm. And that's even with our faith. Because we like, okay, I can't hold on much longer because I don't know. But this outcome is going to be, so let me just go ahead and let me just do this. But that fear is what overtakes us. And because we feel like I can't hold on, or I'm afraid if I hold on that something is going to go wrong, we actually put ourselves in the biggest pickle of all by letting go.
Yeah. Oh. But
yeah.
Yes. So. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. We are going on to the second one. The second one is acts of service.
Acts of service.
Mm-hmm. Chime in.
Thanks, Bestie.
acts of service. We're going to go ahead and discuss. What are some acts of service?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? And we are PG here. So what does that mean? Acts of service. How does that translate into being a love language?
And our family, and our relationships, mm-hmm. and our situationships, how does that, and what would be considered some acts of service?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was asking you.
Oh, you were asking me. Oh.
Yeah.
So, in acts of service and friendships is showing up and being there for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there has been so much that has been going on with my work family.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Over the past 6 months, there has been, life has been lifing for us. So crazy. And to just be there, you know, to just be there and to just be in the moment with them, I think is the greatest act of service.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, you know, we don't need everything. We don't need, oh, I'm here for you. Oh, let me cook. Oh, let me do. Sometimes we just need you to just be. So with friends and family, I think that is my greatest act of service, because I want to try to be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard with you, Papa, with doing acts of service. It's so hard because you don't ask for much, and you don't require much, and you don't...
Trying to say I'm a cheap date?
Well, yeah. You're the best cheap date ever, and I love it so much. But you don't...
A happy meal, that's what you're calling me, a happy meal.
You don't require much, and I sometimes I don't feel like I'm doing enough, because I don't know what you want. And then the things that I feel like I'm giving or I'm doing, like, you appreciate it 1,000%. But I wonder if I'm doing enough.
You see, we're offline. Why is that?
We're still here. We're still here because if not, the live won't still be going on. So it's just trying to check the internet. But we're still here. And what would be yours? Or what do you think? Or.
Well, access service, I think. For people who. Love language that is, it's it's just a lot. I think it's something that you generally do to ease the other person's burden.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's do the dishes, whether it's take the car to a wash, whether it's to put gas in the car, make sure that there's gas in the car. You know, doing dinner after work or something like that. Making the bed, ironing clothes, making sure there's clean clothes. You know, those are all acts of service that we take for granted. You know, we don't. And we take them for granted because we don't, it's not our love language, so we're not looking for it. So it's like, okay, yeah, whatever, it's something that you do during the day, you know. Oh yeah, you know, that's something that we just do for each other. But if it's not your love language, it's not, you're not gonna understand. It's like, you know,
your language. So you're saying that people expect those things to happen in order for them to feel like you love them?
They expect to see not those specific things.
Okay.
So it's not those specific things. It's more of just, I mean, whatever eases that person's burden. You know, those are acts of service. Those are things that we do to make them feel either better about themselves, better about our relationship, or anything to that nature.
Okay.
I personally am. This is not my personal love language. Do I like to get things? I mean, do I like to get things done for me or stuff like that? Absolutely. But I think I do it more. I kind of just do it. I speak it, but I don't. Yeah, it's weird. Because when people do it for me, I feel weird. I'm like, what are you doing? Stop doing that.
Like what?
Huh?
Like what?
Just anything. Like, even, like, it gets... We have full signal.
No, she said her signal is not working. Oh. We have full signal on our words.
Oh, okay.
Does it keep going in and out for you, Shay?
Okay, yeah, no, we got full signal.
Yeah, we have full signal. I just checked it for us.
But yes, so I'm not used to getting that kind of attention. So when I do, I'm like, okay, you sure? Because, you know, I can do it.
So how long did it take you to be like...
I'm still not used to it.
What was I going to say?
You were going to say, how long did it take for me to be like, okay, I got it, or she got it, or she's going to be taking care of things for me. No, that's not what you're going to say. You're shaking your head.
No, I wasn't going to say that per se. Oh. I was going to say, how long did it take for you to be like, okay, because I've been ironing your clothes and washing your clothes since day one.
Yeah, it's still weird for me.
Oh, you look very comfortable.
Thank you.
You look very comfortable. I hope it's not our signal. Can you just double check 1 second to our...
You just hit off.
No, you hit the end video.
No, the thing is right here.
No, the end video was here. So when you swerved it over.
Okay.
It's okay. No worries. We are 16 minutes in. We're just going to go and we're just going to, we're going to start a new one. That's not a problem. We're still talking about the same thing. If you guys are listening to us on the podcast, we are still here. We're just having a little issues with the signal. What looks like the signal is kind of acting crazy. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump right back in. And hopefully we won't have to go in the home
But yeah, so while she does that, just acts of service is anything that lessens the burden of your partner, your friend, your cousin, your sister. But that it has to be their language for them to really appreciate it. A lot of times we try to talk our language to someone. Like for me, I like, you know, my love languages are multiple. I have a few. One of them is words of affirmation. So that's my love language. So I'm gonna say, hey, look, you know, get all, you know, jelly and say I miss you all the time and I love you all the time and you know, you're awesome and stuff like that, because that's my language. So now Val is also bilingual.
I am bilingual.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she speaks words of affirmation and also acts of service. Like her thing is serving and taking care of me and doing things to make my burden, to lessen my burden. But what are some other things that we can do?
I don't know. I just feel like just being, like I'm just there. Like I just want, like I'm, you know, I just want to be there to help in any aspect. Like, I don't know. I never knew that.
Making breakfast in the morning.
Well, you do that. What you do?
I do that while you ironing clothes. Making somebody's, you know, getting their favorite snack together. Like your pork rinds. You know, favorite treats. Helping with the laundry. Walking the dog. Feeding the dog. Our dog is bougie. He likes eating weird stuff just like we do. Feeding the cat. Changing the litter. Things of that nature. Washing the car.
So excuse my ignorance, but is that considered an act of service, or just helping out?
No, that's the thing. These are things that we don't have to do. Like, if you look at all five love languages, these are things that we all should be doing to appreciate each other anyway. Mm-hmm. These are not things that we don't know, things that we are adding to, you know. So a lot of these things we all do, especially if we are in love. A lot of times, you know, you're married for years, you fall in and out of love, you go, there's a bunch of different issues. But, you know, for the most part, if you're in love, you're already doing all of these things. You know, you are already speaking the person that you're in love with. You're already speaking their love language. These talks or this book is geared to a lot of older married couples who have forgotten, I believe, who have forgotten, hey, look, you know what? I need to continue doing what I've done in the first place.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because if you're in love, you're going to go and you're going to go pick them up from work. You're going to go and make sure when you give them the car, it's going to be filled with tank. You're going to make sure they have money for toll. You're going to make sure that they have lunch. You're going to, hey, look, did you eat today? Do you need some money? Do you want to order something? You got to make sure all that stuff is taken care of because you love them.
But what if you don't? Does that mean you don't love me? Or does that mean that you just don't speak my love language?
That you just don't speak that love language. Because that may not be your love language. Your love language might be something else. I'm trying to speak to it. I'm trying to speak to you in Italian, and you understand German.
Right. So what happens when you start to do those things that is not part of my love language and it frightens? Then what? Because sometimes you can push what you think is that person's love language, mm-hmm. because that's how you are used to speaking. Mm-hmm. That's not how the person is used to hearing. That is how you are used to speaking. And the person is like, wait a minute, this is too much. Then what?
Then that's when you guys have an adult conversation and talk about, you know, what your needs and wants are. Like, that should always happen in every relationship. Hey, look, realistically, I don't know what's going on, but we're not seeing eye to eye. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
hey, because look, sometimes people can get afraid, and it can be that can be too much for them.
Yeah, no, I scared you a lot.
No. Not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. No.
No. I thought you was kind of fast. But I
was... Gee, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. But I wasn't afraid.
What? No. So but I'm a cheat date and fast.
I wasn't thanks. Afraid. Can you scratch my back?
And then now you want me to scratch your back. You gotta go. We're not even on physical touch yet. Go. What in the world?
Thank you. Yo, I promise you guys, quick sidebar. I have to have like this eczema patch. It's just so much. Thank you, baby. It's like, please scratch my back. But yeah, it looks like we're there. I mean, I'm not too sure. We can even try to go in the house. But no, we're live. We're live. Oh, okay. And we're active, and we're just going to I'm going to keep it moving, and prayerfully people will definitely come back in because we're here.
Cool.
But yes, that is affirmate. That is the
acts of service.
So we didn't want to spend too much time on them because we pretty much spent like a lot of time on the one last week. So
words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm. So acts of service was this one. And we're going to move on to the third one. So we'll try to push out to this hour. So what will be the third one? And as you guys come in, please let us know that you guys can hear us because...
We're having technical difficulties.
Well, I don't think that is us because it says that we're still alive and we're still kicking. So... You guys can always go back and listen to the podcast. And I will post the podcast link so then you guys can listen if this keeps going in and out. You guys can listen to the podcast link. So we're outside. We decided to sit outside today.
Yeah, we did. And it's a nice night. It's not too cold.
I'm freezing. No,
she's always cold.
But I'm always cold. So you guys can't take my... You guys can't take my my word for it. I'm always cool. So.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. So the next one is receiving gifts.
Receiving gifts. You don't like to receive gifts. Papa likes one thing, and that's food.
That's not true.
You can get stuff and I can have stuff sent here and I can pick up stuff and it's just like, oh, but then I was like, all right, baby, let's go eat. He's like, yes, everything shuts down. The housework can wait. The dog, the cat, the mouse, the rat can go. No, we're not going to go eat. You literally just cooked.
Yeah, I'm going to eat when we get back in the house.
So that's like his thing. So then what do you do? So then what do I do in that instance? Because that's true. Like, you don't...
There's not a lot of things, thank God, that I need. And I'm grateful for that. There's not. And there's not a lot that I want for. And I think that can kind of makes it hard. But do you want to buy me something? Just ask, what do I need that week? Hey, babe, look, I was thinking about, okay, well, what do you need? Did you see something that you wanted? Because I see stuff all the time. I'm always asking for different types of shirts and stuff. That wasn't a plug, but you know, so
you're always asking for different types of shirts.
Your labels for the vending machines.
Yeah, but that's not labels for the vending machines. It's a business.
Yeah, but that would be a gift that I would appreciate.
That's not a gift.
Why not?
Because it's not. Because it's for your business.
You're speaking Chinese and I'm speaking French.
It's for your business.
Business or not, it's still giving. It's a gift. I appreciate useful gifts. You know, so making me a shirt that will promote our business, our t-shirt business, that's useful. I really like that. You know, making me...
Shameless plug, Papa is wearing enlisted in God's army today.
Isn't this one of the $10 tees too?
No. Enlisted in God's Army is a new, I guess a new feature. It's not that old as all of the other ones.
Okay, so. Those are the old stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that gifts, receiving gifts, it's all in the person. I think goes back to the whole dialect thing. Hey, you're speaking the same language, but you might have an accent. The other person might not have an accent. Yeah, and you gotta know the person. Some people like receiving gifts, and those gifts are actually like extravagant rings and cars and stuff like that. But that's not the only types of gifts. You know, a gift could be an act of service. That could be a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to actually be a physical gift.
Oh, well, that confuses me.
Yeah.
Because if you're saying that I'm giving you a gift, Papa, I always say that I'm cool, because I am. So Papa went and got me this long, really, really long hooded robe, right? It got delivered. And he's like, oh, here, you know, this is for you. Extremely excited. Love it. It was something that I didn't ask for, but something that I needed. That is considered a gift to me. Not you saying, babe, what do you want? And I say, oh my goodness, I'm always so cold. I want this robe. And then you go get it. That's not considered... You know, that's not considered gift. That's not considered because you asked me what I, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A gift is us going out and I get a suit for you. Or out of nowhere, I just make these shirts without you even asking. Or we're in the store and I'm like, oh, he love eggs. Let me get eggs. Because he loves eggs. Mm-hmm. So let me get the deodorant. Let me get the body wash. Let me get, what else is it? That's it. The spray.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that this is what he likes. So let me grab that. And then when you come upstairs and you see those things, it's like, oh, hey bro, God bless. That is gifts. Not you saying, hey babe, while you're at the Walmart, can you get me that axe that they got on sale?
Well, why not?
Because you're asking for it. So that's not considered a gift. And I'm picking it up because you asked me to pick it up. Not because I was in the store and I got it for you.
Well, I mean, again, for people who have the receiving gifts, love language, it's different. It doesn't have to, like, everybody's different. for me personally, receiving gifts, it doesn't have to be a special occasion. It doesn't have to be a, oh my God, hey babe, on the way home, can you pick up some chicken? Hey babe, on the way home, there's no toilet paper. Can you pick that up for me?
But I'm just trying to ask how that turns into a gift.
Well, me personally, it doesn't have to be a special gift.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be, oh my God, hey look, I want to surprise you with flowers or roses, or I want to get you this. No, because perfect example, like the whole axe thing, that's stone that we normally would buy anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just because you were at Walmart, you're like, hey, he likes this, let me get it. Why is that a gift? Like, what changes from it being, oh my God, he loves his axe and it's on sale, let me grab it, versus, oh my God, there's no more soap in the house, let me pick that up.
Because I may not have been going to the store for that specific thing. Going outside of your way to get something for someone, that's considered the gift. Because even though Walmart is considered our corner store because of where we live, we're in Walmart all the time. But it doesn't mean that because I'm in Walmart that I needed to get that for you. That is considered the gift.
Well, we have an actual definition.
Okay.
Is to people who either feel loved or express love, the best when their partners and loved ones gift them something thoughtful, either tangible or intangible. So I guess as long as it's thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. It's the thought behind it. So, mm-hmm. See, now that makes perfectly good sense.
Yeah. I was talking Chinese. You were talking... Can we say German or French?
I don't know. Brother Ron says, the gift is going above and beyond something that is usually done.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's different. You can't say, hey, look, this is what's going on. I like this, and I mean, you have to know the person.
So how would you feel if when we dated, when we first started dating, if you said to me, what is your love language? And I said, receiving gifts.
Then I would immediately then ask, well, what kind of gifts?
Mm-hmm. But what would have been your thought process about that?
Nothing. It's a love language. See, now, in that same instance, if I would have said, hey, look, well, then what kind of gifts are you talking about? Like, what do you mean? And you're like, okay, well, I like it when you get me rings and bracelets and stuff. Then I'm like, wait a minute, hold up, red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because one, we just met, we are starting to date, we're starting to court, why is it all of a sudden now we gotta go into buying jewelry and all this other stuff, right?
So, yeah, but would that be a red flag to you because that is not your love language? Because
possibly
for someone who loves to do that, like, they probably would go out the next week and go right to Tiffany's and get a bracelet and be like, you know, here, this is for you. And then it can flip, because if that is the person's love language, mm-hmm. and they go out to get that, and then we're sitting down and we're eating and you give that to me, then I'm taken aback because it's not my love language, and I'm like, well, why are you buying me that so soon?
Mm-hmm. And that's why you have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have you speak, and you have adult conversations. A lot of times we go out on dates in life and stuff like that. We don't really talk about adult things. Mm-hmm. Talk about, hey, what about those Yankees? Or what about those Jets? Or what about this? And how was your day at work? And stuff like that. We don't say, hey, well, what do you really like?
You don't consider that a, you don't consider asking how was my work day an adult conversation?
No, I mean it's an adult conversation. It's not as meaningful.
Oh, why not? I could be having the worst day.
Absolutely.
The worst day, and then immediately when we get in the car, because we do that. Mm-hmm. So do we do that out of form and fashion, or do we do that so the other one can digress? Because our whole ride of the 29 minutes that it takes for us to get home is us discussing our work day.
Mm-hmm. But now, this is what, almost 2 years in? Mm-hmm. And we discuss our work day daily so that we can decompress and then deal with our home life when we get home. Mm-hmm. So, as a new couple, an adult conversation. Yes, do I want to know how your day went? Absolutely. That's going to break the ice. It's going to help me get to know you. Yes, but adult conversations, serious conversations, should be had. Hey, what do you like? What don't you like? What's your love language? You know, what do you think about the love languages? You know, do you think that's something that's valid in a relationship? Some people might not. Some people might say, hey, look, that's a whole bunch of witchcraft and hypocrisy. You know, that's just some people, you know. Other people might be like, well, you know what? I'm not ready to get into that stuff. Like, mm-hmm.
Can we talk about my day?
My day, and can we talk about... And that's okay. You know, but if you are of a certain age, if you are serious about getting into a relationship and you are looking to get into a lasting relationship, these are some questions that need to be had, like, in the beginning. I think, I'm no expert. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, what is the next one?
Hold on, I think it's physical touch. Quality time.
Okay.
What do you think quality time is?
Well, I think that we do a lot of, we spend a lot of quality time where it's just us. You know, I think that we have more quality time with each other than we do outside of regular people. Because once the day is over, it's like, I'd rather just be upstairs. I don't want to be downstairs. I don't want to ask a lot of questions. I don't want to answer, you know, a lot of questions I want to... I'm sorry, guys. I want it to just be us. Like, let's put on a house and laugh, and because that's what we do.
That's her. That's her. That's what we're binge watching now. This house.
Yeah, house is the thing now. But
what she wants to restart from episode one.
Well, I mean, if we've done it with Supernatural a million times, we can do it with House too.
Absolutely.
And that's been in quality time. Like, we don't have to go out. We don't have, although we do, and those things are nice. But we don't have to always go out, you know, and things like that. I find that we have the most or the best quality time back now. Like, we spend quality time. Like, this is quality time. Mm-hmm. Right?
Bro Ron said he just got finished the Arrow. That's another one that we love to watch, too. Arrow and the Arrowverse and Flash. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just did Batgirl. Mm-hmm. We just did Batgirl, like, a week ago. But, yeah, quality time is... essentially just time that you guys spend together. It doesn't have to be elaborate and thought out. Sometimes you can, and your partner's gonna appreciate it, but
it's not needed. It's not necessarily needed.
It doesn't have to be that big thing. It's more of a I want to spend time with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we should want to spend time.
We should want to spend time.
It shouldn't be something like, oh my God, I need to go out and spend $100 every time we go out. It could be a, you know, picking up some cheesesteaks, and because we're not in Philly, so
I keep okay. Let's discuss. So, bro said, "Did you know that on the air road, the open scene is the picture of the Philadelphia skyline?" Yes, I knew that.
Oh, I did not. How did you know?
Because I'm from Philly.
Oh, okay.
So I keep trying to explain to Papa that being from Philly, we don't say Philly cheesesteak. We don't. Because for one, we're in Philly. So there's no need to ask for something where you are.
So what do you call Brazil nuts in Brazil?
I don't know. Just call them nuts. They go in and they ask for whatever kinds of nuts. They don't say.
But they're called Brazil nuts.
Okay. No. They're not, well, unless that's the brand name. But cheesesteak from Philadelphia is not called a Philly cheesesteak. So you can always tell people who are not from Philadelphia, because immediately they walk in and they ask for a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
But we're here.
That was months and months of debates. Not really. Just a little.
You just go in and ask for your steak and tell them what you want on there.
Salt, pepper, ketchup, onions.
Salt, pepper, ketchup, mayo, fried onions. One word, no breath.
Yeah, like that.
Just like
that. But yes, so quality time. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't, like, these love languages are guides. They don't have to be overthought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times in our day and age, we overthink everything.
Everything.
I like keeping everything simple, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, you know, and matter of fact, on today, after service, did we do, how many of these did we do?
How many?
What languages did we do?
Thanks, bro. Thank you so much for the coins.
Is that what that was again?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, bro. how many love languages did we do today?
Uh-huh.
Probably the four that we're talking about.
Yeah.
This morning, we said how each other looked. Like, you look good, baby. When you had on what you wore.
Yeah. Yeah. You ironed my clothes.
Mm-hmm. You scratched my back.
I made you breakfast, chicken for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, making meaning I went in the refrigerator.
You went in the refrigerator and got it. But you also gave me water because you knew that I would be thirsty after drinking the chicken. Mm-hmm. Which is a gift because you didn't have to. Now, wouldn't that be considered a gift?
We're going to go back to that argument. Oh, Lord.
No, I'm just saying. Something that you don't expect.
Which one was it, bro? Which one did you see? When we got home.
You cooked? You cooked dinner?
Yeah, we had mac and cheese bites.
And fish.
And fried whiting. What in the world?
The googly eyes.
What? We don't do that. In the bro code. In the world. But as you can see, if you go about your day, you can see we currently are doing two: quality time and physical touch. I'm touching her.
Because I'm always cold.
Because she's always cold. Keep it simple, stupid. These are guidelines just to remind people that we're people. These mm-hmm. are things that we like. These are things that we need. And sometimes we don't know how to communicate that. You know, I mean, yeah, sometimes we just don't. We try to overthink things, and that just messes everything up.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we're on the
last one. I think we're on the last one.
I think so.
Nice.
Physical touch.
No, we just did that.
No, we just touched on it because quality time.
Oh, okay. So the last one is the physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that a lot.
We're always holding hands. Always. Always. And we don't care. And we don't
care. I was about to say.
And we don't care. So if you see us holding hands, bite me.
No, babe. What? We're going to get canceled.
Why? It's a joke. No, but it doesn't have to be anything sexual. It doesn't have to be anything mm-hmm. crazy. Mm-hmm. You don't have to run past your partner and smack him on the butt every 5 seconds. Just holding hands, just rubbing her back, rubbing her arm. She has a thing on my head. I don't know. Like, out of nowhere, you'll be watching TV and all of I got this hot hand on my head. Like, what in the, like, just palming my head like it's a basketball. What in the world? But again, keep it simple, stupid. Love is not hard. It is a lot of work.
Well, I don't think it's a lot of work. I think that it's a lot of work when you're making it work. When it comes naturally, it's nothing to do. It's nothing. I said I'm cold. I said I'm cold to him, and instantly he did that. So I can put my hand. And I don't know. So I can put my hand underneath because he's always so hot. So I don't think that. I don't think that, you know, it's work when it's something that you do and it's natural.
No, well, I mean, it's something that you have to work at. Because sometimes it's not natural. You know, there's sometimes that you don't like the person that you're with. Mm-hmm. There's sometimes that it's going to take a little more than, oh my God, let me go get this because I know they love this. You know, mm-hmm. let me go get them a fish sandwich because I know they're going to be hungry after work. You know what? She screamed that to me today. I'm not bringing her no stinking fish sandwich. Okay?
She screamed at me today.
And I felt disrespected, so she's not getting a fish sandwich. No, but, you know, it's work sometimes. It is. You know, and sometimes it's simple, stupid. You just have to be able to want to put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you really love someone, you're going to look for ways to make something work. You know, do we argue? Yeah, we have disagreements, but we talk about it, or disagreements, it wasn't that big of a deal, and we just let it go. You choose your battles.
Most of the time.
You know, we'll have conversations with ourselves and like, really? Was that real? No? Okay, whatever. And then just let it go. Bro Ron says, that used to drive you crazy? The googly eyes?
No, I think it was the head.
Oh, the head?
Because yeah. we kind of went past it.
Oh, yes. Well, it is crazy. The whole head thing, I don't know. And then I shave my head and be cold as I don't know what. And she wants to put it. I'm like, ow. What in the world? A freshly shaved head is sensitive.
What did he say?
Oh, and he said, what was worse for me is I cannot stand someone touching my face and they used to get so mad at me. Well, you gotta understand, bro. You gotta compromise.
Their love language was physical touch.
Yeah.
That was their love language. Like, I do this a lot, too.
And it drives me bananas. I want no...
I'm just saying.
But, and unfortunately, in this day and age, you got to compromise. Like,
well, I don't think he has to compromise with them all touching all on his face, but I also don't think that you need to get crazy angry when it happens.
No. Now, here's the thing. What I mean by compromise, right? One, why is it that you can't stand when somebody touches your face? Is it because you think that their hands are dirty? No. This is very serious. Because if that's the case, then hey, babe, you know what? When you touch my face, can you please make sure you wash your hands? It bothers me. You know, the smell bothers me. You know, you might have fish. You probably ate something, chicken, and it bothers you. It bothers you.
I don't want it to get in my beard.
You know what I mean?
I don't want it to.
You have a full beard, and this thing it retains scent.
Mm-hmm.
Like from that nasty apartment that we just cleaned. Again, thank you, bro. Appreciate that. Okay. Then that is a adult conversation that you have to have with your partner.
Yep.
But in that situation also, your partner should have that exception because they're your partner. Depending on how far along you guys are together, you know, and I do know that some cultures no one's allowed to touch your beard and your hair, and I get that, but you also got to realize that some partners are not grow up, they don't grow up the same way, so they don't have those same, not necessarily values, but habits, because mm-hmm. you know they have values, but they might not have those same habits that you do. I think explaining that to them would do one of two things. One, it'll reveal that person isn't for you, and you know they're not trying to consider your feelings, and or two, they're gonna say, "Wow, you know what? That makes a lot of sense." So, but for me, I really like touching your face. Is there a middle ground? You know,
I was going to say that. They might want to know, is there some sort of middle ground?
Can I touch the back of your neck? Mm-hmm. Can I, you know, shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
You know, something like that. So mm-hmm. there's always a middle ground. I think if you, you can't be so rigid, especially when you're in a relationship. You can't be rigid. You have to be prepared to kind of make some kind of concessions somewhere.
And I'm not trying to be a little bit risque. Excuse me. But on 50 Shades of Grey, right?
Oh, Lord.
No. That's why I put it out there. There was a safe area for him. So
can I say
it was
I didn't
like
really watch that?
So it was like, you know, from here to here, I'm fine. But you can't go beyond here. You understand what I'm saying? And then and the person respected that. And then once that trust was built, or whatever it was mm-hmm. that he was working through or going through, once that trust factor was built,
mm-hmm.
then it allowed him to open up.
And that makes sense. And bro said he can see what we're saying and he understand it. he can understand if you're in a serious relationship. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If it's just a fly-by-night or somebody you just met, no, don't touch my face. I'm mm-hmm. sorry. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. Maybe down the line, if this, you know, blossoms into something more, which is what I want.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in this day and age, you can't guarantee anything, right? But absolutely, if it's just a brand new relationship, you still got to compromise. You just have that conversation. But again, these are conversations that
should be had. See, and that's just like with the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, for somebody who's not used to accepting that, if you constantly throw it on me, now I'm like this.
No, absolutely.
He's not used to accepting this.
Mm-hmm.
So then when that person started doing that, now he's like, oh, what are you doing? Let's relax, slow down, take 4 steps back, let's start over. You know, so that can definitely be it. And that also goes into, like Papa said, just asking
mm-hmm.
their love language and and you don't even have to, just coming out saying, what's your love language? It's so like, I could just be like, are you touchy-feely?
No.
Same thing.
See, but I think doing it that way, saying, what's your love language? That breeds a whole other conversation. Because some people may not know what love languages are. Oh, wait, what is that? I've never heard about mm-hmm. that. Oh, well, this is a great book. Let's read this book together.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Bro says, not allowing people to touch my face helps keep me younger.
Whatever floats your boat, bro.
Absolutely, bro. I'm aging by the minute. That's how much she touches my face. Like, I'll be sleeping, knocked out, and I wake up because I'm like, oh, what in the... Why? What? Get off me. Crazy lady. Between her and the cats, I hate it here. But no, bro, absolutely. The physical touch, definitely for serious relationships. But I think, especially when you're starting a new relationship, you have to consider that not everyone has the same love languages. Not mm-hmm. everyone has the same way to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
We are coming up to the, 3-minute mark? 2-minute mark?
Yeah, 2-minute mark.
It's been great. I think we kind of went through all of the love languages.
Yes, we did.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was going to go so fast. But... please, 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 please. You guys have any questions, comments? If you know of any additional love languages that we didn't touch
other
on.
Other than the ones that people were saying, because they're saying that there's more.
They are saying more. If you know which ones, let us know.
Yeah.
But we probably do them anyway. love life. Love, love. Love the one you love. If you don't have one, someone to love.
We love you.
We love you.
Yeah.
And Tuesdays. but don't rush into it. Bishop said what? You got to get used to being alone?
Yes.
You got to get used to being alone.
You have to get used to being
by yourself.
Being by yourself. Because when you're by yourself, you realize that you're not
alone. And I think that makes a lot of sense. I think that's something that we should always focus on. You're going to go through a lot of bad stuff first. And you're going to find the one that you love. And then eventually she's going to touch your face, bro.
It's going to be nothing
you can do about it. And you're going to eventually love it. everyone else... thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you guys. We're sorry. Please, I'm not too sure what happened.
We had a bunch of technical issues,
but we're still here. I'm going to post the link to the podcast once it downloads because you guys can always listen on the podcast, okay? So we are definitely on every pod streaming app wherever you get your podcast. We're on the couch with the Rosarios. I will be sure to pick that up so you guys can hear it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, we love you. keep it simple, stupid. Keep love simple, stupid.
Keep love simple, stupid.
And keep on praying.
I was about to say, you little kid, you little.